Living great. First die, spin the cake. Spin the cake. Spin the cake. Then create. It's the wave. Get a taste of this minute made. Life changed when I turned 28.
Hello and welcome to this episode of 28 and Justin. I hope you all are well. As you can see, we got the crew in the building.
First phrase, ain't it?
Yes, first phrase.
You can move your head.
Mm-hmm. These is not list.
Oh,
she said it didn't
okay.
Hurt.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So we can move them around and sleep on them, and I'm good. I didn't have to take no Advil, ibuprofen, none of that. We good. So before we got started, y'all kind of came in on the middle of a conversation about women.
How long it take y'all to get ready?
How long it takes us to get ready?
I told her if I gotta be there at 8, what time do I need to tell her to start getting ready? Like what time?
I said you can tell me at 6 o'clock.
We gotta leave by 7:30.
I'll be ready.
That's a lot. I can't believe that. So you doing the makeup, the shower?
Well, see, I don't do all of that.
You don't do no makeup?
Not really.
Really? Oh, that shaves off at least 30, 40.
Yeah.
And time I got to tell you about 5.
You should have told me the night before. Tell me the night before so I can plan it out. I ain't going to lie.
So if I tell you at 5, we got to be somewhere at 8, don't worry about it.
It's a wrap. We will be there at 9:45. Don't even worry about it. We missed the
event. We're not going to that.
The event's over.
Damn. I mean, with my hair like this, oh yeah, I'll be ready. Now, my
hair done.
Wasn't
you got to remix
it
a little bit.
If it was just in its natural state. Then
now I got to tell you right about 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
I went on a date. And
here we go.
He told me to be ready at a certain time because we had reservations at a certain time, right? Mm-hmm. Well, we pull up and he's like, yeah, it's reservations for such and such. And they're like, oh, at 7:30. And I'm looking, I said, wait, you told me reservations. He's like, yeah, I know, because I knew you was going to be late. Love language. Thank
had
you.
To be there about 10. You told us 7:30.
Thank you.
That's real.
Yeah, right, because we was already an hour late.
Damn, that's real. It looks like it's going well.
Well.
You and the new dude.
No one said that was the new dude.
Ooh, kept it old school. All
right. Nobody said anything.
Damn.
We don't have to dip off it. We don't have to dip off into this right now.
I mean, you talking about dates and reservations? That's some bread right there. If you're making reservations, you ain't doing that at Old Charlie's.
Nah.
Old Charlie's, you just pull up.
Nah.
Reservation, you going somewhere nice. All right.
Yeah, Jimmy,
Jimmy Kelly's. You still need to make reservations.
At Old Charlie's?
I mean, it was COVID.
I'll be damned if I make a reservation at Old Charlie's. They better come on, get me in there. Get them rolls going. You poking the rolls at Old Charlie's?
So, I do have a question, though, because I was asked this question the other night.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess this would be considered maybe a first date. Let's say you're taking a woman out to eat.
Yeah.
Where do you take her? Do you take her to Old Charlie's or
Old Charlie's.
Or do you take her somewhere nicer?
No. You don't wanna go too high, too low. You go too high, you set it up there like you out here crazy. And now if you sitting on if you got 6 figures in your account, run it, because that ain't nothing.
Okay.
But if you're a regular dude, you got a decent little job, don't set it up there. Because now, everything else, now y'all go get some pizza and it don't feel the same. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you're not going to go to Taco Bell first date either.
Right.
So what I do?
J. Alexander's.
You can. I'd rather do a fun move around type first date. I'd rather us just get drunk through the city, bar hop, move around, just keep moving around.
Right, so you might want to put that on silent.
In the group, yeah, it's you. But I'd rather just keep moving around on the first date. That way I can see how you vibe, because sometimes first dates can get awkward. You might have to bail.
Gotcha. So you rather get her drunk on the first date.
What I'm saying is we can move around.
You can't even feed the girl first?
Oh, we can eat. We can, but it's not going to be I don't want to just sit.
So where would you take her to eat? That's the point.
That was the point of the question.
But what I'm saying, we can
take her out here drunk.
No. But the thing is, we can eat, but that's not going to be the night. You're not going to, let's eat.
No,
let's just eat some Thai somewhere.
You missed the point of the question.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you. The question that was asked.
We're going to, okay, what's going to take? What we're going to do? We're going to get some Thai at Koi out east off Main Street.
Okay.
Just some cool. All right. That, you know what I mean? Just something cool. That way, we still close to the city.
Okay.
We can move around. It ain't cheap. It ain't high. It's just right there. We can get full.
But what if she don't like Thai?
That's weird. But okay. We can get, let's get some tacos or some a nice taco spot or something. Maybe, you know, Taco Mama Sita, they serving your stuff on paper plates now. We can't go there no more. But just somewhere cool.
Okay.
We can take let's swim in Husky. That way we supporting black business. It's kind of fun.
Okay.
You know what I mean? It ain't just pizza. It's just, you know what I mean? It's kind of
it's the experience.
It's kind of fun. Interactive, right. And then we're still close to the city. We can go across the street to Minerva if we need to.
Okay.
Get a pop.
Willie D's. I feel that.
Yeah. And I need to, because by the time we finish the pizza, you might be a weirdo. And I'm about to say, shit, I gotta pick up my son. You know what I'm saying?
And you ain't got keys.
You don't have keys.
And I ain't
gotcha.
Got keys.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So.
Gotcha. Yeah, because it was asked to me. So, like, if a guy took me to, like, Old Charlie's on the first
date. On a date.
And I said, well, I mean, if that's what his pockets can afford, then,
you're
you know, that's what it is.
All right,
but
no,
I probably
no.
would
you're
not go
expect.
Back out with him again. That's
yeah, because Old Charlie's just feel like he ain't got no creativity.
Like, Old Charlie's is real basic. Like,
yeah. That's like, that's where you go before you have a basketball game after high school or something. That ain't, you don't take a woman there unless y'all real close. And y'all just happen to see Old Charles, and you just put
and we
him
just
there.
Like kicking it, like oh, this
is
like
Old Charles.
That's not a plan. That's
like
a,
you would actually
know
have to like
you
raise the bar just a little bit higher.
Yeah, nah, you don't want to do that. But now, you know, after we get together and I like you and you some cool, now we can start going through the city and you know moving them stars up from 3 to 4 to 5.
Gotcha.
Know. But I gotta like it.
Because you went to, what was that? Jeff Ruby's for your birthday, right?
I did.
Yeah.
I barely remember that, but that was beautiful too. You know? That
so
was,
that's moving it up, right?
I think so. But also, it was COVID. So by the time I started making reservations, it was mad late.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of had to get in where I fit in. It was still a nice restaurant from what I remember.
Okay.
So you and...
Yeah.
Can we...
Oh, yeah. I thought
wait,
we
no,
waiting
yeah.
to the extra.
Oh, you going to wait till... Let's give him 5 minutes. Let's give him
5 minutes.
Okay.
Oh, okay. About time.
Y'all know we waiting on Pat. He's late.
It's crazy.
If y'all been to any of Pat's events, y'all
facts.
Know he don't show up on time.
That's a fact.
So.
Not to his own event. Not to his own event.
So, yeah. And if he picks you up and y'all pull up to Old Charlie's, this is y'all first day, like...
Yeah.
You know what? I actually had this conversation with someone yesterday about my homeboy needing to borrow some coins, but also trying to date females. And I said, like, you keep trying to date girls.
That's
and no,
your tax break.
No shade, but, like, you be trying to date girls like me who like to eat nice, and you can't afford it.
That's, oh, man.
So if you're like, taking me to Old Charlie's on the first date, no shade to you. You're probably great. Bad move, not giving you another one because you can't afford to date.
Let me tell you what to do, brother. I know
you should have went somewhere like...
But if you have to borrow money to go out on dates, that means you need to take time and work on yourself.
Let me tell you what you need
and
to do.
And your finances.
For sure.
You're not ready to
yeah,
date.
Well, that's one thing is long term, you might just be in trouble. You might find your rider. You might not be able to just pick and choose and date. Find your rider long term. But if you do find some, I would say go to a thing like a...
Bowling is not that expensive.
Bowling
is fun.
A comedy show.
Interactive.
Comedy show.
That way you ain't got to spend coin, but you still have a good time and you can get some little wings or something.
Okay. $11 on the
$10. That way you sneak it in. She's full. She don't even realize she ate the wings. She's
that
having
cute,
a good time.
Right?
I ain't even catching. It's 2-on-1. You call this nigga Pat. Get your ass in here. But no, you know what I mean? I say take it to a comedy show, and then you know what I mean? Or, you know, you gotta be creative when you're broke. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And the girls too savvy. They can peep through you. They know when you're broke, but you can make them forget if they're having fun.
That's true.
I'll agree with that.
Yeah, and you better have some swing on you, boy. Because
just you got to make sure food is involved.
Always.
If you're going to, like,
swing.
It's not necessarily length. I'm just saying that you better know what you're doing down there. Cause
wait, what?
He talking about the dick.
I'm just saying.
That's what we was even talking about.
That's what he's talking about.
And I talk about it.
Like,
I'm saying
not
is like,
being hangry while we out.
We're not. If you handle that, and then y'all handle that, she's like, you know what? Tired is broken. I'm going to go and hit him up.
Yeah, but we get tired of that after a while. Like, that
that's a fact,
not
too.
But
that'll
be enough.
Keep you in the game for a minute. All I'm saying is, you got to be creative if you're broke.
That's true.
Just be creative.
That's very true.
Be creative and be be entertaining, be funny, be, you know, be, because you got to work extra hard than do with the bread. He can just pull up in the Bentley and he ain't got to say too much at all because she's just so distracted. You got to work harder if you pulling up in the MTA bus.
Well, first of all, if you pulling up in an MTA bus,
we got a bigger problem.
Catch a lift. That way she don't know.
That's a huge problem.
Right on time. What are you doing,
that's
my brother?
Right late. On time.
That's why he late.
He on a... Oh, he went Chick-fil-A and everything.
That's why he like.
The blessed chicken. First off, bro, you got fans, bro.
I'm out here.
We ain't made it that far yet.
That's a fact. We ain't made it there.
Hold on. Because I've been trying to open this drink. And we're waiting.
Oh, what you got?
Wait,
I'm
you. You feel me?
What you got?
Okay.
Just leave it.
Okay.
We're hitting people today with the Bailey's strawberries and cream.
Okay.
Cream saver.
Okay.
Cream saver.
Cream saver out J-Dub said. I would have
cream saver.
Eggnog.
Cream saver soup.
By Evan Williams.
Okay.
That's classy.
Okay.
Right? That's classy.
Yeah. All right. So, not sure where y'all going to start.
I'm going with Evan Williams.
I'm gonna rock with that eggnog, too.
Okay, well, I'm going to do
that. I don't know.
I've never had eggnog, I don't believe.
Like, even, like, not spiked?
I never had anything like this in my life. So, here we go.
Okay.
First time.
Do you put it on rice?
Some people
yeah,
chill.
I mean, I don't think
some
that's cool.
Chill.
Do you want some ice?
Oh,
yeah, you put a little ice in the crib. You got a little too much ice. Can you?
First time doing it.
You got a lot though.
I'm not. I mean, just like 2 cubes.
That's your first time doing the line of eggnog.
Let me get another cup. I don't need no ice. So you want some ice? Mm-hmm. You got what a cup though?
No. We need a cup that don't have ice.
An iceless cup. Grab on the top there, my buddy.
There you go.
Thank you.
He goes, mm-hmm.
You tell me when.
Just made a touch. Oh.
Damn.
I told her to tell me when.
With the pores.
I told her to tell me when. Oh, it smells so good.
It do smell like them damn lifesavers cans, though.
Right?
Cream saver
joint.
They don't make them no more.
They don't. I just found that out like 2 days ago. They no longer.
I kind of feel like cream savers now goes in that old lady church pack of candy.
With them strawberries.
The strawberry candy. The butterscotch.
The peppermint.
The salt peppermint.
Cream savers. It sounds kind of disgusting. Really, I mean. It sounds like, you know what I mean? Cream saver? Come on, now.
All right, now you got to chill. You know, Bishop watching now, bro.
Cheers.
Oh, wait. Hold on.
Here we go. Y'all ready?
Hold on, man. Damn.
You hogging all the
ass. You hogging the roll, G.
I thought this was me.
Just kidding.
First off, y'all ain't blessed a bottle or nothing? Y'all ain't tapped the ass, bro?
Go ahead.
Tell
me something. I don't know what to do with
that. Wait, tap that ass, bro. Bless the bottle.
What does that mean?
You just tapping that ass, bro. Come on.
I don't do that.
He's a party man. That's a party promoter shit. We don't know nothing about it.
I just want to get to the drinking part of it.
That
takes a good 5 seconds out of it.
We get in the holiday spirit with the drinks. Like you done all right.
I mean, yeah. Christmas is next week.
I'm the only one that actually purchased the gift.
That's real.
Bruh, is it? Yeah, I don't know what it is. Over there with Josh.
No,
he's going to try to take the bottle home. Josh going to try to take the bottle home.
Don't worry, he won't be.
I'm bad with tops.
Now we got to drink the whole bottle.
Yeah, well, this is going to
ain't no problem.
Yeah,
I'm going to put straw in it, G.
Y'all got Christmas trees up and shit?
Yep, just put ours up last night.
Definitely don't have one up.
Is it a real
little
one?
Little tree.
It don't count. I'm sorry.
What we toasting to?
A better year.
Okay.
Yeah,
come on. I'm with that, yeah, bro. Hey.
2021, never.
Hey, there we go.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, it's hit.
Is that it?
It's like a cream saver though.
It shows
is that
them.
It?
Like
that's it, ain't it?
I feel like I'm going back to my childhood.
Right.
Man, that's to know
this. This isn't that bad. I'm glad I picked it up.
Do they know this? Do they know what's happening here?
Yeah. They already put on there.
Yeah, that's all right, right there. First time trying eggnog, put it on ice. I don't know if that's what you do, but
get the spot.
Oh, this is good.
You ain't got number one in your. How you feel, Ann?
What's happening?
How you feel? What you sipping on? Little eggnog.
A little of that nog.
Have you had it before, though?
I have. I'm not sure if I had it already, like,
usually
like pre-made.
People make it.
You get the real eggnog, and then you pour your drink of choice in it.
Really?
Now,
this right here hit. That's smooth.
Well, nobody likes you. That's all right.
But hold on, you said y'all got your Christmas tree up? You ain't got no Christmas tree?
Well, we got a small one. We were supposed to go out of town.
Where you supposed to go?
South Carolina.
Okay, what's out there? Family?
You got y'all close to the water?
Family.
You got some y'all close to the water?
That dirty ass South Carolina water.
I'm talking about the ocean, fool.
That's dirty.
No, we're about 3 hours from Myrtle Beach. Yeah, so we wasn't really trying to make plans to get, like, because we usually get a real tree.
I thought you had family in Indiana. So where your family at? Oh, that was the girl. That was old BB Dubs.
Damn. Shout out to BB Doves. Yeah, we ain't forgot about that episode.
Anyway.
You straight cut?
Respectfully, though. You know what I mean? Respectfully.
In Atlanta, too, but I usually go to South Carolina to visit.
Okay. Pat, you ain't got no tree up?
No, Slim. I got a, but see,
you
I.
No wait a minute. What is your tree to talk to?
I got an all white tree, though.
Okay.
So I got an all white
tree. I used to pull that out. I ain't mad at the all white.
So the reason I used to do the all white tree was because, like, I got real big family on both sides, my mom's side and my daddy's side.
Okay.
A lot of times folks come to the crib, they kick it.
Yeah.
And, you know, we just had a trap jump and folks coming in and out.
Mm-hmm.
So what I used to do was normally I decorate the tree instead of putting lights on it. I normally hang, like, candy and candy canes off of it.
Yeah.
And people, like, pluck off the tree as they come in and go.
I like that.
So that way I ain't got to deal with a whole bunch of ornaments.
Now, do you have candy canes that are red and white but taste sweet? Pause. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, you're like, talking about the ones that got more sugar, more sugar in it than the peppermint.
Yeah.
Nah, bro.
That peppermint is low-key slaw. You keep it OG?
OG.
All right.
OG. Because I'm not the one that's plugging off the tree.
Oh, I got you. For the streets.
For the street, bro.
Mm-hmm. I respect it. I'm flipping this year. No, I like to go out to Lowe's, give me a real tree.
Yeah.
That way you can get the house smelling like a Douglas fir. You see what I'm saying?
Okay, yeah. Nigga, you might know. Yeah,
you gotta trim the bottom.
You got to trim the bottom. I tell him to go ahead.
You gotta make sure you water it.
Ooh, gotta put that water in the bottom part.
Because we had a real tree one time.
Yeah.
Didn't water that motherfucker.
That thing dried out. Probably crunchy.
Hey, and that motherfucker had to catch on fire on you.
Bruh. That motherfucker was like, like the needles on a pine tree, bro.
They fall and they just
start getting brown.
Bro, when I was a kid, we did that shit. We forgot to water. My mama almost put me, my sister, and my daddy out the house.
Got water
needles all over the place.
Just give me once a week. That's all we need. Once a week. It ain't nothing too.
You just gotta check it. Make sure it's full.
Nigga, I'm 11, bro. I'm not trying to keep the tree alive, bro. Like, I'm thinking, shit. It's only up for like 2 weeks anyway.
Now, so what y'all gonna do for Christmas? Y'all doing a family thing? Y'all Zoom? What we doing?
It's over with, bro. Probably the Zoom.
Zoom. Like.
Probably the Zoom.
You put them up on your phone.
We doing a party. Ooh.
So we know what that means, y'all. We ain't gonna see aunts for 2 weeks after Christmas.
But hold up. What did y'all do for Thanksgiving? Same thing.
Yeah. It was only like 8 or 9 of us.
Okay.
Everybody
still alive?
12 of us. Huh?
They still alive?
I mean, yeah, we done.
We all good then. Yeah. Why somebody didn't die? People did that then. Okay. People didn't make it. They said, well, we did it. We parted grandma house. Grandma died. Then,
y'all
still alive. Y'all good.
What? That is big facts.
Some people, grandma didn't make it through.
Well, my granny went there.
That is big facts.
Yeah, don't bring granny. You just bring the young
people. You had to stay at the house.
Yeah, it need to be an age limit, bro.
Don't do auntie like that, because auntie fuck around, catching pneumonia, and there it is.
What about you? You was quarantined during Thanksgiving.
Like I told you earlier, God put you through things. He give you the beat to slow you down, get you focused.
Okay. I ain't go with that.
Sit you down. Look at your life and say, son, slow your roll.
So 2020 was the vehicle.
What's that?
About what you doing for Christmas? Because that was the original question that I
don't know. Josh might not be able to go home, bro. His mama might put him out.
He might not be able to go home for Christmas. No cap.
Yeah, that, bro.
She said, I'll drop you some soup off at the apartment.
She's driving that shit off at Joe Dover.
She said, don't pull up on me. And she's a nurse, too. She's super paranoid.
Oh, yeah. She's really not fucking with you.
She's like one of them. She's like, you think she worked for CNN or something? She's so crazy with it.
Man.
But nah, so I'm just going to Zoom it out, man. I'm gonna wait for it.
Speaking of Zoom, y'all remember that show Zoom that used to come out?
Or Z-mail. You remember that email? Or Z-mail. Oh, so you didn't have cable for it. You watched it. She watched it on the computer. No, I actually watched the actual show.
The show Zoom?
You, at the end of the show.
I remember it.
I didn't watch it.
It was regular TV.
It
didn't have nothing to do with cable.
That's what I'm saying. You probably didn't have that. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
She didn't have that package. She didn't have basic cable.
It was regular TV.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. You didn't have it. but
anyway,
that's the problem,
all you needed was a TV.
I do remember Zoom.
I used to watch that show faithfully.
Yeah, I don't really remember that show.
I remember because I was like getting ready for school and it would come on early in the morning, wouldn't it?
How? Like, how old were we when that show was up?
After school.
I thought it was before. No, when they called it Carmen San Diego, come on. Y'all remember that?
Yeah.
Nigga, that was...
Carmen San Diego.
That was crucial. That was crucial.
That was after school.
Was it after school? Because Arthur was after school, too.
Bro, that was around Power Rangers time.
106 and Park was after school.
Nigga, that's when we was in middle school. Like,
that's a fact.
Zoom was probably around that elementary school time.
Yeah. Email or Z-mail.
Zoom was cool. I used to try to do some of the crafts that they used to do.
No, I'm school. I'm school.
It never worked out for me.
It didn't do.
You didn't watch none of it. I didn't watch none of that. I'll tell y'all what I did watch.
I had that one black girl on there. Now, Gullah, my nigga.
Bro. Binya, Pollywog, bro.
Yeah, it was
only real niggas remember that.
Black, yeah.
Only
yeah.
real niggas remember Gullah Gullah Island.
Yeah. The man and the woman, they're married
in real life.
Yeah, and they actually have their one of the youngest son was actually like their biological son.
I follow the girl on the gram.
Hold on, dude.
She don't smash the daughter now.
Hey,
I mean, I don't know. She y'all remember the daughter?
Bad.
Smash on.
She still do work.
Well, listen, son. She create for you. She create for you. I don't know what y'all got. You like shit. You still do work in the streets.
Oh my god.
Relax.
Oh, the line got no edge.
My grandma used to chase Gullah Gullah Island.
My mom got to be. Somebody just struggling.
You gave it to
me. No, I ain't give it to him. I said, I need it. I said, I'm down.
Well, what you wearing your hat like this? We can still see you.
Yeah, but you can't tell. You're not going to look at it. But if I take the hat all the way off, you're going to start looking
at it. I mean, we're going to look at it because you're wearing it like 06. So we gone.
Say no more. Kill me.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah, they don't know if I got a cut or not.
Hey, cut.
And I'm trying to hit myself up with the table.
You need a limo?
Man, bro. This eggnog, bro. This eggnog might be deadly.
It's different.
Here you go.
Listen, bro. Yeah,
just tell me when to stop.
You got it. You got it. You got it. That's it. That's it. Damn. Damn.
Hey. You said you got it, meaning keep going. You got this. That's what I heard.
I know y'all done seen that post up where it's like, yeah, like that post where it's like you straight and they got like 10 different definitions of you straight.
Yeah. You good.
Yeah.
You straight.
Oh, we need to have a full discussion about that?
About what?
You straight.
You straight means a lot of different things.
You straight got like 12 different meanings.
Matter of fact. You straight could mean I'm about to hit you.
It could.
You straight.
You straight.
Yeah. You straight, you cool. You good.
You straight
could be like if somebody apologizes.
Yeah. You straight.
Sometimes you're cool. Your auntie will ask your gay cousin that.
You straight.
The only way you know about that one is if
the eyebrows go up in that head tilt. You straight?
You got that old head on. You still mess with them boys.
Let's see.
Yes, he still mess with them boys, huh? He's gay. Shoot. Old head don't want to chew that. But, you know what I mean? They just don't want to chew it. He's gay, bro. It's a different time now. Sorry about that. Y'all popped it off.
It hurts to laugh.
Man.
You straight this.
My ponytail today.
Several different meetings.
What's another one? Hold on. Oh, that's if you hurting? Like you're
hurt? Yeah, damn, you straight? Yeah. Damn, you straight?
I'm cool.
Yeah, trip and fail.
Yeah, I'm
cool. Hold on, here we go.
When somebody leaves their job, they need some money.
You straight?
Damn, you straight?
Yeah. All right, so you straight? You want a box?
Yeah.
You straight? You okay? Like, nah, get up, bro. You straight?
Come on, bro. You straight, bro.
You straight? How have you been?
Yeah. It's how you say it.
It's all in how you say it.
So,
yeah.
That is, so when cuz is pouring me this drink, you straight? Did you get enough?
Fact.
Yeah.
Okay.
After sex.
You straight?
You feel me? You need one more round or did you? Okay. Okay. Straight. One more round.
All right. Cool.
Like, if he asks, are you straight after sex? And then she hit you with, no, I'm straight.
Oh. That's fact, bro.
You're like, you know what?
That is fact.
I'm straight. Don't even worry about it.
Have you seen my keys?
That is fact.
Don't even worry about the cleanup towel. I'm gone.
Yeah, no,
don't
even worry about it.
I didn't need that one. I'm straight. I'm good.
And then we got you straight.
You welcome.
It's like, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
And then with you started off. You straight. Mm-hmm. We got a problem.
Right.
Yeah.
Facts.
Yeah.
You straight. No need to say sorry. You straight.
Mm.
And then the one that all of our grandmothers have asked us with in them money. College times. You straight?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You need some money. That might be, that's my favorite one. Either your granny or one of your aunties. Thanks. Always slid you with the dope deal. Yeah. The dope deal slide, the little handshake.
Speaking, hold on, let me ask you. Right, somebody tried to play me the other day. If you sit, hold on, listen. If you send somebody $75 cash app,
okay,
shit,
okay,
because she said she was eating toast for dinner,
And you felt bad. Okay,
you fell for it.
Now, are you? Because there's a thin line between it ain't tricking if you got it
and
simp.
Simp. Yes, that is a very thin line.
So I'm trying to figure out if I just peel off a little 75 because shit, like I paid Friday and you were struggling on Friday. Now. On Monday, I might not have had you. Went to the weekend and went stupid. But on Friday afternoon, is that simping?
It depends. Okay. It really depends. Can we see the comments? Is the chat on for the video?
People
got a
chat.
But okay.
Oh yeah. Oh hey.
Oh, what's up, baby?
Hey, girl.
April Pope. Y'all, you need ice. That's real. I got my ice on here.
So. I think it's simping if I don't know, man. Like some chicks, you just gotta like. So this would be a prime definition of simping. So
okay.
You saying that your girl, you saying that your AB just said what up, everybody?
What up? What up? And it's not necessarily my girl either. So that's another thing.
All right. So if it's your girl or somebody you're talking to, somebody you're dating, that's different ballgame. That don't even count.
This was a complete. Random.
Just a random.
You fell for it.
You, I'm with cuz. You probably fell for it because she definitely went out and bought. She went out and bought the J's that came out on Saturday.
But what I'm saying is, it wasn't like she was like, I'm just down. I was like, shit, what you eat today? She's like, oh, I ain't eat much. I'm like, you died? Nah, I just ain't. I only paid the next week to woo. I was like, oh, boom.
No.
You might have got hit with Doggy Dog, bro. That's some Derrick Jackson shit.
You got hit.
Ooh, look.
New episode topic. We'll get back to that.
That's different. I was broke in college.
I just peeled off.
College is different. College is different.
Now, mind you, what I'm saying. Well, okay, this is what I'm saying. You clearly, even if you try to finesse me, you still need a 75 piece.
Oh, no, that's part of the finesse.
Okay.
You don't actually need it, but now I got it.
But now I got it, so I'm going to keep it.
But what I'm saying, she didn't even know I got it.
Mm-mm, but that's the point. That's the point. We were trying to see what your response is going to be.
But
if you didn't have, you could have been like, you know.
No, but what I'm saying is, it wasn't a conversation to where she was like, man, I'm starving. I popped it off. And low key, I was like, what's your Venmo? She didn't even give it to me. And then I went to the Cash App, found the whoopie whoopie.
Oh, so you was just in the jolly mood.
I'm like, Spurge. Yeah, I mean,
it's the holiday season.
It was more of a flex.
I don't know. She didn't think that didn't count
it out. Yeah, I mean, it was a flex.
I mean, well, we are in Corona. She probably might not be.
And she literally said 30 times after that, I'm going to get you back. I don't feel comfortable.
Bro, they canceled. They canceled.
That's what we do afterwards because to make you feel better about giving us this money that we're really not about to return back. No. She got you.
They cancel student loans this year, bro. Ain't no reason, bro.
Everybody got an appointment. I don't want to hit it.
We know about she might be swamped in credit card debt.
So she apparently is still with money.
Because your phone ain't getting canceled because it's Corona. Yep. Your car won't get taken because of Corona. Yep. Capital One is smart. If you got an issue with paying your credit card, they gonna help you out. I don't want to hear that.
So I should have paid my car.
But what about
depending on who you got?
But what
who
about your loan? What I'm saying is, what about the unexpected? I know Capital One. What about the unexpected? Just damn, this nigga just threw me some little bread. Okay. What if it's genuinely unexpected?
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't.
But you got to be my folks in order to get the unexpected.
What if it was a branding tactic? What if I'm branding?
So let's talk about it.
So now she go out in the streets. Well, I guess she could slander me.
She could.
I'm
bro.
She could be like this nigga just.
Or she could be like, I let me see if I can handle with it last with my week. Last eating toasted in it.
But if you give somebody
black came through for me in my time of need.
Did she say to you?
Man, that I didn't really that line because... never happened.
Nah, she literally. It wasn't like she was like, man, I just.
What was the exact line? Josh, I didn't really eat because I had no money.
2 weeks ago.
I didn't eat because I didn't have no money.
So this nigga was. This nigga had.
And she ended up hate to ruin the story.
She didn't give it back.
She did give it back.
Yeah. Oh well, then it don't count. It don't count then if she gave it back.
My whole thing was that. But that 2 week period, I couldn't tell what it was.
I don't know, man. My dad told, you know, somebody.
It took her 2 weeks?
She get paid bi-weekly.
$75? Well, dude, look at it like this.
Everybody ain't got bread like you, Big Ain.
You did your good deed. You bless somebody that is in need, regardless of the way that she went about it.
Now that I can go with. We can go with that.
And that's what it is.
And that's what it is.
Now, I think it's an investment.
Now, I would.
So we know what that means, y'all. That 75 got turned into a cool little 40 in a little bit, bro.
All I'm saying is, hate to do it like this, but if I take you on a date, you're going to be way more than 75 that night. That ain't, I mean, if you really think about it.
No, it depends.
It depends on where you go.
We just had that conversation though earlier.
A big bottle of Hennessy gonna run you half of that.
Who's
who?
Who is buying a big bottle of Hennessy?
Not a big
Josh
bottle.
Trying to get it.
You ain't trying to just.
Let's say we get a bottle of wine in the restaurant. You get a no appetizers.
Okay, but that's not just her spending that. That's also you spending it. So you have to divide.
This is a perfect segue.
She's not the only one consuming that. So you got to divide that by two. Bottle of wine is about $40. $20 to hers.
The bill gonna be $75.
Yeah, but that's for both of y'all. That 75 is just for her.
Okay, so what if the bill 140?
Depends on what you order.
Right. And where you eating at?
And did you order it? Like, did she say, yo, I'm cool?
Investment for the future.
Facts!
The future of what?
What's the investment for? Some cooch?
Is that what the investment is?
Is that the investment?
You gotta you invest mean in life.
So look.
Cooch is life.
Okay, wait a minute. So let's put it
you're
this
not
way.
Finna give it up for the first.
What if it was me?
Yeah,
people give up coochie.
I'm putting the 150. No, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
You gonna sip this eggnog right there?
Tried and it came back out.
The whole bottle. 150 on top.
Woo wee.
Deposit. Buy 150. That's you. Say it.
And you asked me how I was doing, and I'm like, look, I'm cool, you know what I'm saying? Like, da-da-da-da-da, whatever line she spit at you.
It's about energy, too, though.
And then, would you feel the same way about, like, you giving me the money?
You got so much pride. I'm like, by the time you ask me for money, you have...
You in a bad spot.
You're old.
You all went down. Been,
but would you look at that as
sold twice?
Yeah.
No, because we were friends. You see what I'm saying? This woman, I didn't it was, you know, I mean, I looked at her like, you know what I mean? And it was like a splurge. She doesn't know me for real. So I'm also, all she knows is an image of me.
Okay.
I'm investing in the brand. See what I'm saying? Bam, he just peeled off 75 feet.
Time the hell out.
Talk to me, man.
So you like Tyler Perry that's going to pay layaway off at the Walmart.
Hold on.
Now what I'm saying, if she would have asked, it would have been different. That's another thing.
Hold on. Where is my damn coaching whistle at?
Okay, because you need it.
I see something on your neck over there.
Relax.
Yeah, we see.
No, it's Muslim.
It's my glasses.
It's the hand of God.
It's blanking.
It's the hand of God.
Relax.
That's what
Braille is. Get the COVID.
Our bad. Okay.
I need one there for Christmas with the cross on there.
Oh, girl, y'all need to hit a pack, schoolboy.
Be brave.
Look how he looking.
Boy, I'm saying,
look how he looking.
If she would have asked for it, it would have been unattractive, I think.
But you offered to help her out. Oh, well, that's different. It's like, she didn't ask for that.
Mm-mm. She did ask by telling what she was financially.
And it didn't necessarily.
But you want her to lie about it?
What I'm saying
is. Because if he asked what you eat, and she, well, I ain't really eat nothing, cause. Because
what you could have did was, he could have overeat something to her if he just felt like being in a given mood. I ain't gonna lie, for somebody who don't know, 75 is a.
And Uber Eats probably would have been looked better for your brand. I ain't gonna lie to you.
I want
to
do that.
Nigga, Uber Eats me some food.
But he got us some food for the weekend.
He's not financing her weekend.
She go to Kroger's to get her some groceries.
Josh, just don't start. I'm with
don't
you.
Do that.
Don't start financing.
For anybody watching, you misconstruing this. I don't have bread like that. So it's not like
he had $75 that day.
I had
Christmas bonus hit. That Christmas bonus hit at the files, huh? Okay. The Christmas bonus hit at the five.
My point is, if you got, let's say you got $100, can you not just peel off a little five?
$5?
Yeah. So that's what I'm trying to tell you.
So he had the money.
That's my point.
So he just peeled off a little bit of what he had.
A little bit.
Okay.
It go back to it and tricking if you got it, but then they also be like, nah, nigga, you fool.
There's
a thin line between you fool.
I'm gonna let you have it. Come on, AB.
All I'm saying is watch out, because back in my pimping days, I would hit a nigga with that real quick.
Did you see what AB just said?
Yeah, she said I'm financing.
What she say?
AB said he financing the WAP.
Nah, man. So I just feel like
is that a 36 month lease?
I think it's ego.
How long is that?
It was just like, it was almost like, you know what?
Ice popped on my damn lip. I don't know what that was.
I ain't either.
I don't know what something I said.
I'm like, I ain't either.
I said it was my ego. Damn, Mario. The whole routine on me. Oh. So nah, I think I was just feeling good, and I was just like,
you got your good deed in.
I think it was ego too. It just felt kind of good. Like, I don't think
36 monthlies.
Mm.
Yeah, 36 monthlies.
I was like, take a little bit.
Done. Yeah, finance that thing. But so that's a really good segue to something I really been wanting to talk to y'all about all week.
Talk to me.
Have y'all seen?
Oh, yes.
So listen, I follow.
Going to segue into that. So you read my mind. Okay.
So I've been following him for like 4 years.
Wait a minute.
Before you look at me sideways, most of y'all know I'm a heavy cologne connoisseur.
We did look at you
sideways. But here's the thing.
Right. You should have made that statement because it was outrageous.
Hold on. They don't know this man. Who are you talking about?
Okay. I'm talking about Kevin Samuels.
Yeah.
Has Josh seen the video? Apparently
he
not.
He didn't check his text messages.
So apparently, Kevin Samuels is a YouTube influencer.
Okay.
He's like a men's image consultant.
White or black?
Black. He's a men's image consultant turned social media relationship guru. Oh, $40 plus a tip. Helpaho.com. Oh, okay, AB going in today.
Going in on you right now.
First of all, AB a dog though. So AB be taking him through the dirt. I'm a nice person.
Don't say that about AB.
Man, listen, bro.
AB on some pimp shit. It's like, what's up with
AB? If you a red nigga, be a red nigga girl. Hey.
Exactly. That's why you keep family down.
Yeah.
Hey, it's hard to play around with AB, bro.
AB.
It's hard to play around with AB. So, backstory. I'm going to give him the backstory. So, Kevin Samuels, is a men's image consultant turned social media relationship guru. Is that a fair assessment?
Yes.
Gay man?
Yeah.
No.
So, peep gang, very well dressed, you know, suit and tie, tuxedo, damn near everyday type nigga, right?
Skinny nigga.
Yes.
Yeah.
Older gentleman. Yeah. What was he like? He like in his 50s.
You never
see
a big
like
nigga wear suits all the time, unless it's Bruce.
So he like in his 50s.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's one chick, there's one lady called him.
Oh, okay.
And she, y'all ain't finna cancel my ass.
We had a correction earlier.
Hey, y'all ain't about to cancel my ass.
Ooh,
bro.
They both
said okay, really?
Yeah.
So she called in. She's a business owner. She makes over 6 figures a year.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And she called him and was like, I want to date a man that makes 6 figures.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Now, granted, they on a Zoom call together, bro.
Mm-hmm.
And all of us looking at y'all, bro, he asked her, he said, rate yourself on a scale of 1 to 10, and you cannot use 7. 7 the safe number.
Facts.
Right?
Facts.
Rate yourself. That's when you got to be real honest.
Most men will hit a 7.
Every man would hit a 7.
I hate to say it.
Right?
Yeah.
So here's the thing. She gave herself a 5, fresh out the bed, no makeup, no hair, no lashes.
She's
no
being
nothing.
Too real.
And then a 6 when she done up.
She was being too
a
real.
A 6?
She gave herself a 6.
Yeah.
You got to oversell it.
No, but you...
No, he's looking at her. We're looking at her. We're looking at her.
You wouldn't think she made 6 figures looking at her lashes.
We're looking at her. You definitely have a point.
Okay.
So bruh, he was trying to give her some tips and whatnot, and he told her, he said, sorry, sweetheart, you out your league, bruh.
I don't like that.
He said, he said, bruh, you average at best.
I don't like that. I don't like that.
He said, you average at best. Is that he
50 years old? Who are we talking to?
I would be mad if he didn't come at everyone like that.
Now, I ain't gonna lie, he did come. He's been going hard at a couple of dudes.
Okay,
he went hard at a couple of dudes too.
Yes, his delivery was trash.
His delivery was trash.
Awful. Yes,
but I ain't gonna lie.
Disrespectful.
His message was A1 though. I ain't gonna lie.
It was rude, but the word
he delivered was the truth.
I will agree with him because he said like you got a kid, but then you got baby daddy drama,
mm-hmm,
and all this extra stuff, and you want somebody that's
already making just at the minimum as much as you.
Listen, Shawty got goals.
And that's fine. However, comma.
Do you remember several months back we had this conversation about will a woman date you and your, you know, and your ranking financially that's and all this?
That's real. Damn.
So you got to think about it, bro. Let's just use.
Yeah, we got to
be realistic.
We got to start dating people for people. Yeah, I mean, if you
got totally agree with that.
Even though I understand we're in our 30s now, so shit does get real.
It does.
Your looks and your sex can't pay. I mean, I got shit to do.
It does. But here's the thing, though, Josh. Let's just be honest, though. Let's be honest, though. How many niggas we know that got money or popular dudes that we know? Oh, we got a question. Is she dating beyond her means?
Yes.
Yeah.
Six-pack, y'all.
So let's talk about this. How many millionaires we know that's dating people that's kind of insecure? Because now you low-key become a liability if I got all my shit together.
Yeah.
You become a liability.
She kind of seemed like she was a little bit, though, cuz. First off, I wouldn't have been calling at all, cuz the fuck.
Yeah,
she stayed on the phone. She stayed on the phone with this man. She stayed on the phone with this man 22 plus minutes, bro. And this man, and I ain't gonna lie, his message.
You got a call to get advice. You ain't got yourself together.
She got goals for a man, but no self worth and no confidence. She was tripping. What about when he was giving her game?
Confidence and personality get you far. Bro,
I would have went.
She had this much confidence in herself.
But I feel like now he was talking shit
because she was on there and
what about she started texting while he was trying to give her game and she just started texting while he's trying to give her the game?
Yeah, no. But he was also he was trying to like at first he was trying to let her off easy.
It was.
She wasn't getting it. So then he was like, okay, but then my thing is once he started rutting. You didn't say nothing.
Yeah.
Because see, if it was me.
Now she said, "Oh, you being mean."
Well, see, if it was you wouldn't be calling.
I wouldn't be calling because
so
big ass.
Why she need exactly? Why? Hold on. Let's see. We got some interaction going. I was always told, "Don't live beyond your means." Yeah. I'll never ask someone for something that I cannot provide for myself.
Well, exactly. I think she was asking right. for a six-figure man because exactly. she makes six figures. Because I get not wanting to date a dude who not making as much as you. So I get that.
$80,000 some cool.
So here's the thing. So Kevin Samuels has this message. He has this message that he pushes talking about women wanting to date, quote unquote, high value men. What a high value man is. It's very cringy. It is very cringy. However,
because it's
it's cringy. However, there's a lot of truth to it, though. And I hate to admit that. There's a lot of truth to it.
Anthony R. says, how can you ask the 10 to hype you up if you don't hype yourself up?
Because she definitely told her, like she, and that's the problem.
You see, how that would have been me. I would have given myself a 10 all day.
So here's the thing. So he has his metrics on his channel is that Beyonce is a 9. Jeez. I mean, Beyonce is an 8. Beyonce is an 8. Kelly Rowland is a 9 on his channel.
So who's a 10?
That God.
Who is he? That's what he said. It's not a lot of.
I don't know if I like this.
But what qualifies as a 10?
I got confidence.
Beyonce is an 8.
And Kelly Rowland is a 9. He talks about facial features. Let's see.
Okay, see.
How can you?
I'm gonna think you start. You don't like your words.
I don't like who? Oh.
So Michelle is the 10. Relax, AB.
Yeah,
somebody tell Relax. Somebody tell AB to put
the Michelle.
I'm gonna start.
No, Michelle from Destiny's Child.
AB, now you wild. Okay. I mean, Michelle. Let's not act like if she walked in here right now. I mean, she's a decent.
You feel me?
She's a decent.
She definitely. She definitely at.
Get off anybody associated with the Hive.
At best, and I mean at worst,
Michelle's some. I mean, Michelle.
She a cool 7.5.
Because she's sitting next to them two. But I mean, on a regular scene,
she.
I mean, we're women on a scale right now, but we sure ain't start judging you niggas.
Beauty is subjective.
That's a fact, and that's why we
got them rolling now.
Fact, it's always the niggas that feel like, because you got money that you can speak to a
female
and the way she look and all this extra stuff. But you looking like the bottom of my shoe.
Exactly.
The bottom of my shoe.
So
that's why I'm like,
bingo.
Beyonce's an 8.
But wait a minute, I watched the whole 22 minute clip, and that's what he was trying to tell her. He said, ma'am, if you are trying to go after these guys, this is probably how they're going to look at you.
Well,
because at that price point.
Because you'll see some rich dudes messing around with some slaw.
But the thing is, they're not going to invest in some slaw, though.
Yeah,
it's just going to be.
Say, look, baby's been 6,000.
Man, look, listen, you got to think about it, though,
baby
bro.
I thought it was 16.
What's that?
See, but not, shit, if he making if he making 100, 200, what's 16?
Look,
too much.
The point of
but what is it though?
The point behind all of that is old girl needs to have more confidence in herself.
She does. She absolutely does.
Somebody with six figures, just like you.
Hold on, what did Trish say? Because the message is rolling, boy. What we got?
Trisha James.
Gotta work on yourself.
Gotta work on yourself and self love to receive the things you want.
But
let the man.
If you cool, we gonna rock with you. I don't care. It really don't matter what you look like.
Well, it kind of does. It does. It does.
But what I'm saying is,
it does.
You can be bad and made up and all.
But it's subjective, but like Christina said. It's subjective to whoever the man is.
Strange. I'm dipping on you. I gotta go pick up my son.
That you don't have.
Swear to God, I ain't got no kids. If you bad as hell, like, because that Instagram shit for the birds. Like, I'm not gonna take no picture with you anyway. I can't even use your looks like that unless you know me smashing or something. But so if you're not cool and funny, got a sense of humor, and you like to.
So let me be fair.
You got to be cool.
You got to be confident.
You have one, and that's what he told.
So it's so unattractive.
I'm a 10, regardless. You when I wake up in the morning, might be a 9.5, but
so you
wake up in the morning, 9.5.
Let's see, he talked reckless to her. You know he wouldn't talk to his own mama like that. Well, I watched another video.
And he wouldn't talk to nobody like that at a bar who don't know he got no bread.
I don't know, bro, because I done seen, like, he's gone live, bro. And I ain't gonna lie.
But they know he got, they know he popping, though.
That's what, and bingo.
He walk up on a regular chick and she don't know he popping.
Listen, but that's what he's saying. Yeah. Several dudes have called in, too, and that's what he's been saying. He's been saying, once you get to a certain level of what he calls, as me and Dove have alluded to, high value, he said, once you get to this certain level of high value, you particularly have the pick of the litter. And what did he say about old girl? He said, here you are, you making $100,000. He said, you just got to this club. You just got here.
And that hair.
And that's what he said. And remember, he said that. He was like, if you really believed in yourself and how beautiful you were, you wouldn't be wearing all that.
That's textbook.
He said that.
Yeah, he did say that.
He said that.
And she was like, no, it's just something.
And he said, no, you don't, because you wouldn't have none of that shit on. I kind of agree.
You can wear your weave, but I know some people who make way less than that, and they weave look way better than what she got.
How many times?
You don't even look.
And that's what he told her. He said, man, you just got to this six-figure club. You can't start demanding. And I think what she messed up was the only thing she was wanting was a guy that made six figures. He asked her, he was like, well, hell, does it matter what she looked like? No, she just want. You gotta have paper.
Oh, she just wanted the money.
You just wanted the money.
I get that.
If you want the money.
You don't want to date anyone who's a few tax brackets under you. As a female, I'm gonna stop talking as a lady because that's.
Yeah.
But if I'm thinking about the future, I'm not dating, especially now, I'm not dating a guy who has less money than me. I'm done doing that because that means I'm taking care of you. And if you want to be the man, I'm going to
let you down. Hold on. AB.
90, 80
Google. AB.
10 isn't that big of a difference. And then is it
well,
like,
well,
is that
hold
next?
On.
Is that next?
Wait a minute. Hold on. Let's let AB look at it. AB, Google Kevin Samuels average at best. Watch that video, then tap back
in like
with
this
us.
Man.
Hold on.
He acting like.
So watch this, though.
How many times have a chick dated or what a rich dude and then just cheated on with somebody that's cool?
That happens a
that
lot.
Happens so a
he
lot.
Acts like you get rich, you get to choose. I guess you get to choose, but they're not really rocking with you like that unless you're a cool person.
So, look, cuz, what'd you say? You said that as a woman, you're not dating several tax brackets underneath what
I'm
you
not,
currently.
If you're not in my tax bracket or above me at this moment, there's no need in you trying to holler at me.
So, let's pause right now. Exactly. Let's pause.
And
it sounds.
And that's the motherfucking truth.
And that's Lil Cuz's standard. And she has every right to have that standard.
So, you mean
it. Now here's where we start. Where I started to play white devil's advocate in my cocaine white outfit.
But that's her personal preference. Though.
It is. And I'm totally fine with that.
White Christmas tree.
y'all see a thing? Come on, yo, goddamn, oh yeah, boy. So here's the thing. So what I know is I know people that make six figures, but they got a lifetime worth of debt. Now, I also know folks.
That ain't real six.
It's not a real six.
A real
now I also know people. Who making a cool little 40, 45, maybe 50,
yeah.
That's living debt-free
yeah.
with an 800 credit score. So now, And now it's kind of like who really has the leverage when it comes to that? And I'm not trying to sway
you. No, I get what you're saying.
You see what I'm saying?
But it's, you can make 60 and she ain't got to take care of you.
That's you can make 60 and she ain't got to take care of you.
That's most of the point. We don't want to keep trying to take care of y'all, but then y'all want to hit us with the, well, I'm the man. No. You my bitch. Because now I'm paying for shit all the motherfucking time.
So Anthony said, but no,
I mean, I understand that. All I'm saying is, he can make under as long as you're not taking care of him.
All right, so look at what Anthony said.
That's fine. Yeah, if I'm not taking care of you and I don't know that all the time, you got to pay the bill.
Right.
Because then the respect, it's hard to respect the man. You got to pay for his
Oh, you want to be my man? Oh, that's cute.
Right. Anthony R. You got to pay for his draws. Anthony R. says,
but he has a stable
lifestyle with less income instead of more zeros, but struggling.
A stable lifestyle with less income.
But have more zeros and still be struggling.
That's
tough, man.
Man, that's very tough. Yeah. And what AB say, sometimes, man, when you live outside your means, bro, like...
You can be making six figures,
here's the thing.
At the end of the day, when you paying all them bills...
Like what Josh said, is that a real six?
Right.
That's not a real six.
Or let's say you get the man with 7-8 figures... And he's blatantly cheating all the time.
That is a real thing.
But you get unlimited access to the credit card.
That nigga SVJ
level. This is what I'm saying. You get unlimited access to the credit card, but he's blatantly cheating all the time with some girl that ain't even bad as you.
I'm not doing that.
That's so I've been told before by several women.
It gets tough, man.
I've been told before by several women. They say that if their guy's gonna cheat with them or cheat on them, at least make sure that
she fine.
But that's the thing, though. Now it goes back to that. What do you rate yourself? Because if you rate yourself as a 10,
either way you cooked,
I'm not.
But
okay
if she look worse, it's over.
I don't care what she look like.
Unless you do that little thing,
you cheating on me. That's a wrap.
But that's what I'm trying to tell you. Like, a lot of times, if you think like this Kevin Smiles fool or whatever his name is. Yeah.
Tish just said, when you have money, it affords you everything you want in life, including the exotic women and men. Men tend to go for the hybrid women when they got the money. They love basic chicks when they on the rise. That is a bit.
Stop. That's not true. Basic chicks is available.
Oh my god.
I mean, if you work at Walmart, Lasuza in guest services, she with it. Now Beyonce might not be going if you work at Walmart. So it's not that you like basic chicks, it's just that's what you can afford right now.
But see, that's what Tish was saying. Once you got the money, and that's what I'm saying, got the pick of the litter.
Exotic mix. I'm not doing all that.
Let's take it to weekend. Yeah, How many times we done seen? Let's take it to weekend. How many times we done seen the Doughboys and they got half of the baddest chicks in Nashville with 10,000 followers on social media sitting in their section just doing this, bro, all night.
Yeah,
that shit happens all the time.
But in the next Sunday morning, do you want to go eagle, bro, and like have a combo? Maybe, but I'm saying like I feel like you got to be a cool person, and everything else is just extra. Got like the bread. Now I'm not trying to because if you're struggling, that's a whole vibe. I'm not trying to vibe with. But if you're struggling, I got to struggle. Slick. I'm not trying to tell you to be struggling, but I'm saying you ain't got to be rich for me to kick it with you. I need you to be cool because some people be having bread and be lame and a motherfucker.
Absolutely. But the thing,
you gotta be cool.
So, and black women especially hate lames. And they be, you know, I mean, they'll break them down to dust. They'll tell them they lame after about three drinks. So they act like they want
to.
So I'm about to flip it real quick. Like,
nigga, you only dress good.
Wait a minute. So I'm finna flip it.
You know what I mean?
I'm finna flip it since you brought that up.
Transition.
So what I saw from another guy who commented on the video, he was like, should we really be mad at Kevin Samuels for how brutally honest he was with this lady, regardless if it was a little cringy and a little harsh, because he said black men been having to put up with that shit for a long time.
I hate him. See, he's gotten cool energy coming out of him. I'm not here for no black man saying no black woman, first of all. And black women been out here watching athletes date white women for decades.
Very true.
They've been out here dating these Kim Kardashian types, and they've been holding down the whole time. If Beyonce was with a white dude, would die. if injured or like if like who else we like? Kelly Rowland, Sierra, Megan Thee Stallion. Megan Thee Stallion just start dating a white dude, we'd be broken.
Yeah.
But they've been dealing with that, bro.
Yeah.
And just been holding us down still. So I'm not trying to hear that.
When we leave, I'm gonna send you the
We're lucky that they still fuck with us. So if we're being real.
Low key.
Talking about the black woman attitude, that's not lame to me.
And that's the thing. So like I said, I've been following him for 4 years on the cologne shit. And once I saw that that was him, nigga, I was like, this can't be the dude. He got totally different energy on the whole
thing. He might have some nice cologne. He might be a good brother, but
I don't know.
You can't have no black woman attitude. You a goofy to me.
Josh, it's just like with the twerking shit. I really think dude saw an opportunity.
Yeah, for the clout.
We not get back on that.
I mean, I just got a quick yes or no question for you. Right, so because of what you just said.
Wait.
Yeah.
So repeat what you just said. You got
a quick yes. Or no.
Okay.
Come on with the deposition, Josh.
Just because you...
Can you handle that?
I think so.
You know, you gave the example of these celebrities dating white people.
Facts.
Right? So let's bring it back down to real life.
Regular dude.
You know what I'm saying? Us. Facts. You know what I'm saying? We are real niggas in the head.
Yeah.
You would have a problem with one of us. Mm-hmm. Not necessarily us, but just like one of us.
Yeah.
Dating a white...
And this is a yes or no question.
Or a no. Like, does that mean you're opposed to black and white interracial dating because you made that comment because black women are always trying to hold y'all down and y'all be trying to trip?
What I was saying is,
I knew you couldn't do it.
She tricked me. That was slick. She tried to slick me. I can't yes or no that.
Yes or no.
Give me 20 seconds.
I just need a yes.
Bruh said 20.
I just need
20. Give me 20 seconds.
I just need a yes. I'm gonna fill in
for you while you talk.
What I was saying was, a lot of times black dudes get on and they say, oh man, we like him. And then all of a sudden,
we brought it back down to here.
He equates us. Okay.
He can't never answer the question.
He can't. And I said yes or no. I said it's plain.
She hit me with like a Charlamagne the guy slickety slick. Like she's trying to be slick. It's not that simple. I would be like, damn. I like black love.
Because I'm not about to drink that whole
I like black love.
Okay. You like black love.
I like black love.
You want a bottle?
Now, if you really are in love, I'm going to support that. And I rock with you. But I do prefer black love. Love and black children.
Hey, Anthony said, "Don't answer, bro. Just go pick up your kids, bro.
I gotta pick up my son. I can't be doing this bullshit."
So what did you say?
I love black love.
He ain't saying no.
I'm gonna send you the Kevin Samuels link when we get up out of here.
My point was, black dudes always talking about some black women.
Okay, so no.
And they want to date them little.
The answer was no. The answer was no.
Don't answer. Just go pick up your keys.
I feel you. I gotta
the answer was no, but you'll love us anyway. We got it.
Okay. We are transitioning.
You sound like a...
Transitioning.
We gotta get by our
think tank.
She got to be dating Rico Suave.
Okay. So, please.
Well.
When you get a chance, you can DM Massey TV or 28th the Jefferson Podcast.
Or you personally.
Send in your questions. Do not send... Well, yeah, you can send them to me.
Whoa.
Think tank questions can be sent to me. None of that
is what she said.
Hey, actually tell all of the people that's watching, y'all send in think tank questions right now. I mean, we got a pretty popping audience right now. They're very interactive.
What the think tank is are...
Huh?
A variety of just...
Oh, you want to do one from the crowd?
Yeah. If they give us one.
What color are they?
Like, we'll do this. She's explaining it.
Okay. I kind of got the feeling she's kind of looking at me like Josh right now, ain't she?
She is. Yeah.
Well, is it a crawl? I mean...
Scroll. Are you done?
I'm through.
Okay. Like I was saying, the think tank...
Oh,
I hate y'all so much. Okay, the think tank is just a bunch of random questions or comments. And you just say the first thing that comes to your mind when it comes to these. So if you have a question, type it in for those that are watching us live right now. But like I said, if you have any questions that you would like to add to the think tank, please DM Massey TV, 28th and Jefferson Podcast. You can also send them to me as well. I will check them and include them in here. So,
and maybe the one who talks to them should go first.
Well, it's a tie. Paper, rock, scissors. How do you
win? I thought I might need some crackers. Mind you, baby.
I'm gonna plug first.
We did get some more questions recently because I think Tank was looking the wolf.
Damn,
well,
we
looking with Ben.
So, hey, you ran out of paper,
man. Right.
A thin ass paper.
Look now.
Oh, okay. All right, I got a good one. I got a real good one.
Get one, bro. I keep getting lame.
They're
so thin.
I'm tired of getting the lame ones.
What was yours last time?
Lame the fuck.
Pat be getting them lame
ones. Nah, I always get
them. Yeah, but you got to put yours back last time.
Bro, mine was paper or plastic, bro.
Can I answer an AB question for my think tank question? Because see, mine is lame.
Well, answer hers. Thank you for your question, AB.
Okay, so AB, are we going to answer AB's last?
We'll answer
her. We're going to talk about AB's thirst trap avatar. What
do they call it?
AB?
Avatar?
Avatar? Avatar? Whatever you call it, that's a thirst trap. What you doing, AB?
Yeah, boy, this Evan Williams hitting hard. Boy, this Evan Williams hitting like goddamn Jake Paul. Boy.
Upside down with the draw. All right. That's how you feel.
Pat, you go first.
This man said avatar.
All right, let's see what I got.
Okay, wait a minute. Keep it brief, y'all.
We ain't gotta go. We ain't got nowhere to go. Come on. Take your time, Pastor.
Man, they like when me and Josh be going back and forth.
No, y'all just be talking too much. Y'all long with me.
They might have somewhere to go.
All right, look. They watching us. They have nowhere to go. They are at home.
You don't know that.
Hey,
y'all. Out here with them.
Okay. It's almost 9 o'clock.
Go ahead.
Do your thing, girl.
All right, so mine says, do you think it's more expensive to be a man? Do you think it's more expensive to be a man or woman, keep up self-made? Man, who typed this? Ray Charles? Do you think it's more expensive to be a man or woman, keep up self-maintenance?
Woman.
That's easy. I'm going to say woman. That's very easy.
I was about to come for you.
Easier to be a woman?
No. Which one is more expensive, to be a man or a woman?
Yeah, I wake up.
To keep up self-maintenance.
They got to do a lot of stuff.
Because this week alone, I got to get this hair done, these eyebrows, this and this.
What's your hair run you? What's your locks run you?
This, 100 something.
So, shit.
You go right there. I go to the shop.
Eyebrows 15, add the lip on and one setting. It's going to be a cool 20 for both.
Jeez. 20 for both what?
If you get the eyebrows and lip.
So, dub up top, dub down bottom?
No. If you put them together in one setting.
Oh, so it's 20. So, we at 120. Where we at on the hands?
Well, it depends. I've been getting gel manicures lately, so those are 80. And then I get my toes done.
Damn, she had 200, and we only have her hands.
If we get the toes done, those are 40. Then you got a wax.
I said you ain't included the wax.
I ain't even included that wax.
Oh, you got to do that?
At what age y'all start waxing, man? Like, when did that become a... Girls don't shave no more?
You can, you know, put your leg up in the shower.
I'm just saying, shit.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's pretty expensive to be a woman. Yeah.
Some people like a little.
But you don't want to do that every other day.
Some people like a little twirl.
Like that.
A little twirl.
Some people like a little twirl down there.
Hey, listen, you ever ate a 9 later with a little bit of the wrapper still on it?
I'm good with that. Hey, I'm telling
you
something.
We don't need to know what that feels like. We don't give a damn.
I'm saying something like this. I go to Cole and get the apple on and take the stick off.
You feel me? For what?
Throw the water on.
Bitch,
it's so much juice on the apple. Y'all don't even taste the stick.
Okay.
A granny smith.
I'm talking about, you felt me on that red nylon
with the paper still on.
Paper on the apple, that means you didn't wash that apple off.
I washed it. I just kept
you rinse it. Sometimes the sticker don't go off.
Honey, Anthony, thank y'all the ones that keep paying for it every time, sir.
Not every time.
You ain't paying for that every time.
Listen, AB, leave me alone with it. Bro, you know you done ate a nylon with a little bit of the paper still on it, bro.
Jane done asked like two questions.
We don't get y'all questions in the thing.
It ain't even got to be a Lannister. It could just be a little taper down there.
Even low all over, bro.
I'm cool with it. Don't bush me, though.
Hey.
I didn't vote for George.
Let me take your eggnog away.
Landed strip.
If you could bring back one toy from your childhood, what would it be? That's kind of hard because I had a lot of good toys. I was like, child.
Because
I didn't like it that much.
Easy.
Wait. Let me see. Hold on.
Furby, you remember that?
I was about to say that, or that little y'all. Did y'all have the robot dog?
Tamagotchi.
That's what I was thinking. The Tamagotchi joint.
Is that what you're talking about?
The little digital keychain thing.
I don't think that's what you're talking about.
Damn, I forgot about that.
I didn't say that's not what she was talking about.
You're talking about the actual dog.
Yeah, you can press it on the head.
Nah, see. See, the, no. He said the gigapet. The rich folks had gigapet. No. The real niggas had Tamagotchi.
I had gigapet.
No,
that's not what you, that's not what I was talking about. It's a little dog. You press it at the top.
I do remember that. I remember that.
Nah, you got that.
I was the only child.
Tamagotchis and gigapets. Those was what's up.
Okay. Rich kids had the Tamagotchis. Real niggas had the...
No. Mine died every day because my mama wouldn't let me take it to school.
Don't say that shit now, bro. Yeah,
they can't see for that.
All the comments rolling now.
Okay.
Duck Hunt, that's real.
So, AB said Sega. Yes, hold on, whoa, man, that sitting spin was dope, man. What type of freaky time you on, Anthony?
Sitting spin.
The sitting spin. What is that?
Oh, what you said? Oh, you said?
No,
oh man,
I done picked this bottle up about 3-4 times.
Is Big Ange dating white men now?
Because you're gonna be able to drive.
That is not the question.
I know for a fact that is not the question.
I'm telling you right here. Why would I make that up?
Read the question.
All right, here you go. Has COVID changed the way you socially interact with others?
Obviously not.
Yeah, it has, man. Because how many views we got? Man, I don't know. Threesomes don't slow up.
I mean, if I was dating a white man, what you got to say about it?
Right, that's our business.
Because guess who can date a white man if they want me to?
Where you going?
I'm sorry. I was about to get hype on this man. If I wanted to date a white man, guess what?
Uh-huh.
The fuck, if I want to, I can.
That's what I said.
No, that ain't what the fuck you said. I'm telling you, though.
That's my answer to the question. I'm going to say, look, if you want to date Bart.
Why is that got to be Bart? Why it can't be a normal name?
It's short for Bartholomew.
That's a biblical name.
Facts.
That ain't no white man name.
King James Version.
That is not an American boss. White man name.
My old boss King was named Bart. At the architecture firm.
Bart Durham.
No lie. No, Bart Durham. Big facts, bro.
Bart Simpson. Come on.
Hey.
You're on a roll.
Legendary Bart.
Come on, man.
All I know is you heard what I said.
Hey, Bartholomew, you've been doing this thing for a long time.
I support whatever Angie's messing with out here in these streets. If it's white, green, yellow.
Okay, we know.
I'm just saying the
speaking of Bart Durham.
Can I read my question? We can speak about him later.
Bart Durham looks sad.
Why? You can just get somebody that's been quarantined for a person.
I thought I could, but
Did we just slide that in real quick?
And then I had that goddamn bitch.
Okay, so let me get back. How do you plan to adapt your relationship-dating mm-hmm. to the new norm with COVID rules?
Yes, but you a Tinder. You on Tinder head.
I'm not on Tinder.
Swipe no. Right.
You a Tinder head. Be real with them. You say you don't care.
Hey, Josh, I said you live a risky life, son.
I do care.
You better come on out here. It's fun out here.
you clutch y'all your pearls too, bro. I missed it.
Okay.
Y'all out here doing your thing, but three is company.
I mean, you can't just be just out here dating anybody.
Sure.
But what if he tell you he makes 6 figures, though?
What are you?
I mean, if you lame,
anybody doing it.
You can't rock with that.
I don't know, man. He said he got 6 figures in a pocket full of change for you right now.
My whole point. I'm not, like, 6 figures.
I'm not a materialistic type person, so I don't really care how much money you have, like, or make. Like,
I'm trying to get married and have some babies.
You cannot have 6 figures and still be not struggling. There's an in between.
So, I adapt accordingly.
You can work a sheriff's office and not make 100, but you still got some benefits. You pay your bills.
Government job. Yeah, you know.
I adapt accordingly. Okay.
Fire department hiring right now.
So, let's go back up to the questions. Slip. AB had a question.
AB asked
question?
About what we're doing for New Year's.
I have no idea.
Oh, so James is back. What up, James?
We
pronounced his name right this time.
Y'all, yes.
Yeah, y'all ain't about to give me two shows in a row.
How you about eating the groceries?
I feel like it's fair game if it's
okay, y'all. We're gonna be reading these questions, not asking our own questions.
And so, yeah, we're doing for New Year's Eve or New Year's.
That's a birthday.
Oh,
Let's go.
Chill. ABS. What we're doing for New Year's.
What we're doing for
fruits
New
and
Year's.
Vegetables, Josh.
You know what? Y'all don't want to answer the question.
Not at all. AB said we're doing. I'm trying to figure out. He might be eating groceries for New Year's.
I guess, guys.
Thank you.
Oh, like, we gotta be respectful to the guests.
AB said we're doing New Year's. What if I'm trying to eat some groceries?
Okay. Okay. Then that's you.
That's a holiday.
Kroger.
And I haven't thought that far, honestly.
Don't get scared now.
I don't know, man.
Girls eating, that's different.
What? Stop.
I'm gonna be. I'm. You know what? I'm actually
gonna do a thing.
I'm actually I'm actually gonna be out of the country turning up.
Whoa!
Okay.
Where you going?
That, that must be nice.
It is nice.
We need to know where she going.
I'm heading up Dubai.
That's
she definitely too rich for us.
That's true.
Six figure her right now.
Yeah. Hold on. It's a
50%.
It's 50%. 50%. Hit me that.
Yeah.
Is it 50%?
Okay. 50% isn't going, but
wow.
He's taking me off in style. That's all I got.
Wow. Whoa, whoa, we're not gonna run by that.
He's not sending me off. He's just sending me off.
We are gonna run by this.
No, we're not.
I'm a simp for giving 75, but he's sending to Dubai. He a real.
No, I didn't say that. I just repeated myself and said he's not sending me off. He's just sending me off and stuff.
Yo, we gotta finish these guest questions.
Okay, he's gonna get both before he did.
Y'all can ask those questions later. James says, how do you determine if someone is successful in life?
That's James running the questions out. That ain't the one that's on the screen.
Success, just, success, wife for
the one on the screen says.
You got a problem with the way he spelled his name?
Loki, I mean,
that might be 50% because Ann's getting real defensive, boy.
No, it's just because we said this last week.
Oh, you wanted me to read that question? My bad. I thought we was reading the questions in the chat line. My bad. Can
our audience see the chat line? They can see that.
What's the question? Give me a question. James said what now?
What's the difference between a good boss leader and a good leader?
I'm gonna be real with you, James. I don't know what you're saying.
I don't either.
James, you on cocaine, bro. No, I fuck with James, though.
No, James be tapped in, bro.
I fuck with James. Listen, James, a good leader is somebody you don't necessarily feel like they telling you what to do. They just kind of...
They get down in the trenches.
They inspiring. As a, that's a fact, too. Yeah, you don't want nobody telling you what to do who's scared to do it.
A boss and a leader. Okay.
Yeah.
Boss. Oh, gotcha.
A leader.
You ain't never heard nobody say, oh, well, they just leading me around. But you done heard niggas say, oh, they bossing me around. You know
that's a fact. Yeah, yeah. A boss might tell you to do something he wouldn't even do. He's scared to do it.
Same role, different perspective, though.
Yeah. Gotcha. A boss mess around gets fired on.
What we got?
He talked too crazy.
The leader is somebody. You'll find somebody for them.
Fact.
You know what I'm saying?
They do.
Martin Luther King had niggas ready to jump, ready to, you know what I'm saying?
Did we have any other questions? I think we had another question up there.
We did. Somebody AB else. Had one.
Not AB.
We're,
somebody else. I thought I had a question.
James had two. AB had one.
AB act like she ain't, man. Come on, man. AB.
AB, you supposed to be in here, too.
I think that might have been it. It was just those three.
Okay. Just those three. Okay.
Did we say what makes somebody successful in life?
AB, you been quarantining.
I mean, success is really defined by the individual.
So it's like, success is subjective.
You know what I'm talking about? Success is vague.
It is.
It's a vague term.
It is. Someone can feel like they're successful with just the basic necessities.
Yeah, because if hell, let's say you in a wheelchair and you in the projects, all of a sudden you get a job, you the manager at McDonald's, you low-key done.
You done bossed up right fast, bro.
Yeah. That's success. You know what I mean?
I feel like I'm successful and all I do is travel. Well, I feel like my travel life is my
did y'all feel the subtle flex, bro? Did y'all hear
I feel like I'm successful and all I do is flex.
I felt the subtle flex, bro.
That wasn't a flex. I was just giving an example different from
Time out.
We were just giving examples.
Time out. Lil' Cuz just hollered out. Mm-hmm. I feel successful because I can travel. Now, mind you,
I said because of the
repeat your line. You can't even repeat it without.
I feel successful because of the traveling, like that I've done, the travel.
The world is in a pandemic, and this nigga is going to the tropical paradise.
So she's been able to travel. On, so that's
her, success that's, for me.
Yeah, she's just like that's her being successful.
Okay. What you got?
Somebody said, what was the time you was in a passionate situation with somebody? You said, you know what, that's too much.
Okay, so.
That's too much for me.
I would say thank you all for tuning in.
When you were in a
hold on, real quick.
You said,
this is the close.
We not.
And you said,
this is the close.
You gotta stop. I don't do that.
Hold on, real quick, before we go.
Give me one of those.
Before we go, shout out to my nigga Josh, bro. You got the bishop to retweet your shit, bro.
Yeah.
Folks is blowing me up, bro.
I got my little 5 minutes.
Folks is blowing me up. Now, you know he's going to ask you to be a deacon at Mount Zion in about another month.
They don't want that.
He definitely
needs you to be the youth deacon.
He want to give me his little five minutes of fame and keep it moving.
Nah, straight up, bro.
But nah, but that's
oh, cool. KLP said, think tank, what is one resolution you are not doing in 21? That's a real good one. What are you not doing in 21? Oh, we need to wait. Do we save that one for the end of the year?
For the
finale of the year?
But have you ever been in a situation where you're like...
We'll keep your question.
Have you ever been in a situation where you're like, that's a little too much?
Oh, was that Kelly?
Have you?
Are we talking about sex?
Sexually, have you ever been saying, you know, I respect you, but I can't go that far.
Don't do Josh. He could have been a deacon. Don't do him.
Never. Thank you, AB.
He could have definitely been a youth deacon. He could have been a junior deacon.
They sleeping on my Christianity.
Thank you all so much.
They sleeping on my Christianity. Wow, that's crazy.
To this episode of 28th and Jimson. As always, we will be going live for every episode. So check us out.
Oh, we did Red Cups Up.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
No, we did Red Cups Up.
Can somebody answer?
Follow us at Massey TV.
When you had to just tell somebody, that's enough.
At 28th of Jefferson Podcast.
I'm not doing it.
Can we get in our hands? Ain't nobody got time for this.
Send in your think tank questions.
You got to put a finger. I said, I don't do that.
And we enjoy him.
You can tell him a finger. Come on now, girl.
Make sure you follow Josh and his skits that he does.
Streets got to eat.
Streets gotta eat.
Notice how she didn't say your comedy.
Never. Never. But that's what I hate the folks to do. You know what I'm saying?
You will be thoroughly entertained.
I hate the folks.
And guess what, guys?
You better record that, bro.
Peace out.
Yeah. Create. It's the wave. Get a taste of this minute made. Life changed when I turned 28. Yeah. Life changed when I turned 28.